Chattanooga Presents is hosting a Royal Valentine Dance on Friday, February 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Grand Falloon. I'm speaking with the event organizer to learn more about the father-daughter dance, offering a sneak peek at the new venue in town. Carla Pritchard with Chattanooga Presents is here to talk about a brand new event. This is an inaugural Royal Valentine Dance. Now, this sounds very exciting, and what we're looking at is the princess of the family getting a chance to dress up and go out, her prince charming being either a father or uncle or adult male.
Right. Any father figure and the special little girl in his life would be welcome to come to this brand new father-daughter dance, really. That's what it is. We're calling it the Royal Valentine's Dance, but it's a father-daughter dance with a theme of Merry Old England. It so happens that my husband is English, and it was easy to come up with that theme. And he and our daughter have enjoyed for the past several years attending a daddy-daughter dance this time of year. And their experience has been typically that as they're trying to buy a ticket, maybe last minute, they can't get in the door. Or I'll find myself calling a favor into someone I know at the organization or something and saying, is there a way we can still get in? It's just kind of made it clear to at least my husband that there's more demand out there than there is opportunity to attend these things. So it was really his idea and my daughter's that we should go ahead and plan a new daddy-daughter experience this year and have a little different twist with this theme.
The theme of the kind of a British theme. I know you've got the English Rose doing the food and I'm sure teas
right.
and such.
That's right. You'll enter on the red carpet. You'll be announced when you come in the door like Lord Gillian and Lady Mary, for instance. And every girl will be presented with a crown if she so desires. There'll be a full dinner, as you mentioned, catered by the English Rose Tea Room. A lot of girls already enjoy going to the tea room for that great experience. So we have worked with them to provide the food for this. You'll have three choices, and you'll let us know ahead of time if you can what you might like to eat. There's cottage pie and chicken vegetable pie and spinach quiche and yes, definitely hot tea. But there are other cold drinks too. Not everybody wants the hot tea, but we will have that available. The photo booth that's there will have fun props and some royal props, and we'll just have fun with the theme, maybe some nice classic dinner music going on. But then after the proper dinner is over, then, you know, all the proper stuff goes to the side and the dancing begins with the DJ and the disco ball and the full fun of a daddy-daughter dance.
It does sound like a lot of fun, and it's a great opportunity to showcase a new venue in town.
It is. We mentioned that it was at the Grand Falloon. Well, probably people haven't heard of the Grand Falloon yet. Its name is not even out there for the most part. It's not quite open. This will be sort of a sneak peek, if you will, at this new space at 400 East Main Street. It is part of the Clear Story building, which is at 400 East Main. It's right before you go over the railroad tracks. If you're coming from downtown, just past the fire hall by a couple of blocks. There's free parking, which makes it really easy and convenient. But this will be a space that you'll start hearing about more in another month or so. It'll be a multifunction space, a really nice venue that can be a rental venue if people want to have their activity there or their fundraiser, their reception or whatever. But it will also be actively programmed with interesting kinds of entertainment, maybe some improv comedy and independent film, language classes, maybe judo classes, just could be anything, really. There are a lot of ideas that we're considering and working through right now. But the doors will be open really for the first time to the public this Friday the 13th for the daddy-daughter dance.
Where did you get the name, the Grand Falloon?
It's a little bit interesting. It's actually a phrase coined by Kurt Vonnegut. And its meaning is a little bit ambiguous, to be quite honest. In our minds, it kind of boils down to a place where people gather, and they may not have anything in common, except for the very reason that they've gathered at that point in that time. But we really just thought it sounded like a lot of fun, a place where people might want to go, and a memorable name that would stick in people's minds.
Now, as you said, the father-daughter dance, or the Royal Valentine dance, is Friday the 13th. you're encouraging people to purchase their tickets before the day, if possible, just so you can get a handle on the food. But will you have tickets available just at the door?
We will have tickets available at the door. Again, we know we've been guilty of the same thing, coming last minute to the same kind of dance. And so we will make sure that we hold a few aside for those opportunities as well. But if possible, we would very much like to know ahead of time, as you say, to let our caterer know what kind of food is needed, ideally by the Wednesday prior, so a couple of days beforehand. But yeah, I think, you know, we want to be a little bit flexible. The time frame is from 6 until 9. You can either eat first if you want, go ahead and be seated and eat, or just, you know, go to the photo booth as soon as you arrive, or however you want to do it. But there'll be some flexibility and some fun. We'll probably have some door prizes. You can make requests to the DJ, and we might even have a contest of the best English accent. Who knows?
Because this is an inaugural event, I know it's kind of hard to say what you can anticipate in terms of people coming, but do you have an age range in mind for the daughters or the little princesses coming to their first royal dance?
Yeah, I mean, we would not turn anybody away who wanted to come. I think in general, a good frame of reference would be maybe girls age 3 to 17. Under age 3, the only reason we would even suggest starting at 3 is that we don't have much of a diaper-changing facility, for instance, at the venue. We would just want it to be easy and convenient for everyone. But otherwise, we'll just leave it to the judgment of the adult who wants to bring the child.
And what type of dress code are you looking at?
Oh, we want people to dress up. You know, let's make it fun. You don't have to wear anything in particular. And again, we're not going to insist upon any kind of specific attire, of course, but it just makes it fun. And most people just naturally want to kind of make it special and dress up however you want to.
You have a list that your daughter wrote that she thinks is important. She's 11 years old, right?
She is 11 years old. Her name is Adele. And so, yes, I'm holding a piece of paper in front of me with her notes on it. She's like, Mom, here, be sure you mention these things as part of this interview, because it's really her idea. And she goes to these dances. She likes them. And she's making sure that we plan this one. So that's a lot of fun for her and her friends and anybody else who wants to come. So thank you for these notes, Adele.
If you look over the notes, is there anything we've left out?
No, I think we've covered everything.
Excellent.
Except for how to get tickets.
Okay. How do you get tickets?
Probably the easiest way for a lot of people is to go straight to the website, which is simply ChattanoogaPresents.com. And you can order online there by clicking a couple of buttons. However, you can also just make a simple phone call. The phone number's on there as well. It's 596-1388. And you can talk to a real person and ask any questions you might want to. And the thing about the website is that it's pretty straightforward. There might be some dads, for instance, who want to bring more than one daughter with them. In that case, you might want to actually talk to Anne at that phone number, because we can maybe be a little flexible on the prices after you've bought the first two at the regular price. So keep that in mind as well.
And I do want to reiterate, it doesn't necessarily have to be a father-daughter. It can be any adult male figure in a younger girl's life that she looks up to and would enjoy spending an evening with.
Exactly. Just a fun time to celebrate this time of year. And why wouldn't you want to just go out and have a good meal with a special young lady, dance the night away, have a photo to walk away with, and share a good memory?
The Royal Valentine Dance is Friday, February 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Grand Falloon, located at 400 East Main Street. The event includes a full meal and a dance party. Advance registration is encouraged by calling 423-596-1388. More information is available online at ChattanoogaPresents.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.